I'm so excited that my heart just called me.
He certainly did. I'm glad you took the call.
It is an honor, first of all, to be chatting with you. Before we get into what is going on now in your life, I have to tell you that my very first concert I ever went to would have been 83, 84. My dad, I was a kid, my dad took me, and it was to Hall & Oates in Vancouver. And you were opening up for them, and I believe Sunglasses at Night was just hitting the charts. And to this day, I've got to say, it is one of my fondest concerts. Memories.
That's very sweet. I remember that, actually. That was an important day when I landed in Vancouver, because it would have been in 1984 that happened, early 84. I was, like you said, I was an opening act for Hall & Oates, and I found out that when I landed in Vancouver that Sunglasses at Night had, which was my first single, that Sunglasses at Night had just cracked the top 10 in Billboard in the U.S., and I got the call when I landed in Vancouver. So I remember that concert specifically because of that momentous occasion for me.
Now let's talk about this new album, Dreaming Time Again, first single available January 14th. And as a lead up to the new album, you've launched, I hope it's okay to call it a Christmas track. It's called Another December.
It is a Christmas track.
I watched the video at work, which might have been a big mistake because I'm a bit of a baby, and I cried because it's about your mom. Can you tell us about the video, Corey?
Well, first, thank you very much, Erin. I'm glad that you liked it and it moved you. And I don't think you were a baby. I think you're just sensitive. That's the way I am. I lost my mom in 2014. She was my best friend. She was my closest confidant, and it was very, very hard for me to adjust to life without her. And particularly at Christmas time, I felt really, really melancholy and sad the first couple of years. Last Christmas, I again started to feel really sad, and when I do feel sad or when I do feel happy, when I want to express myself, one of the easiest ways for me to communicate is to go to the piano and sing or write music. And so I wrote this song, Another December, to let my mom know up in heaven that I miss her terribly and I love her tremendously, and I feel the light still that she instilled in me as a little boy, and that even though there's sadness there, I wanted her to know that we still celebrate Christmas and we're still happy and we're smiling and we love her.
Beautiful song, terrific video, and with this new album, Dreaming Time Again, comes your first major arena tour across Canada since 1986?
Yeah, it's crazy, eh?
What took you so long?
Well, in 1998, I stepped away from the music business to raise our four children. I've got three daughters and a son. And that's been my job for the last 20 years. But now that the three of them are older and they're pursuing their own careers and their own paths in life, it permits me to have a little bit more free time to do music again. And honestly, my fans, through social media, particularly through Facebook, because it's the only social media that I have, I've read just so many comments from them over the years asking me to come back and to make music again and to tour. And so I'm really doing this for my family, who really want to be a part of it, that didn't experience that, and also my fans.
This Never Surrender Tour, for everybody that's listening, tickets are going on sale Friday morning. And I know I'm definitely going to be at your show, Corey. I can't wait. There's a whole group of us, of girlfriends, of a certain age group, and we're going to...
You're going to go wild, right?
Something like that. We are going to rent a limo, though, and go straight to the show.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I love hearing that. It's interesting because so many fans of writing since I announced the tour saying how, you know, they're going to have a girls' weekend or they're going to have a, you know, a little road trip and go to a few of the shows and relive their youth. And it's just, it's a real positive energy. It makes me really happy to know that fans still carry my songs in their heart and they want to have a good time and enjoy, you know, the music that they grew up listening to.
I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time, and I will definitely be seeing you here in Calgary for that big show in June. I cannot wait.
Thank you, Erin. And when you come to the show, please come backstage and say hi. I'd really like to shake your hand.
Am I allowed to do that?
I just said you can, so I don't see why you can't.
Just so you know, I'm saving this.
You save it. It's on tape. It's a lock.
Corey, take care. Thank you so much for the phone call.
Okay. And all my fans in Calgary, God bless, and have a merry, merry Christmas, and look forward to seeing y'all in June.